settling into our practice today for session 6 of the Mindful Living Workshop, Relating Differently to Thoughts. Quote from meditation teacher Alicia Goldstein, who wrote, "How we relate to our thoughts has a big impact on how our day unfolds and also how we approach triggers in our lives. By taking a few mindful moments, we can gain some space between us and our reactions and have some freedom from what triggers us. We don't have to respond the same way every time. It's a practice in breaking our habitual negative responses. By first tuning in to how a thought or action makes us feel and how it generates certain storylines in our minds. We can step back for a moment and recognize, hey, that's not a tried and true fact. It's just a thought." And so let's take our postures, being deliberate about them, creating some wakefulness with the posture, intention to pay attention with friendliness and interest, letting the body settle, feel that you're here in this chair, this room, feel the sensations at the touch points, becoming embodied. Beginning to find the breath within the body, noticing where it's easy to feel the breath. Letting attention rest in the breath in your chosen spot where it's easy for you to feel it. Opening to the sensations of breathing, perhaps with a gentle note, breathing in, breathing out, or rising, falling, in, out, or counting the breaths, whatever helps you to gather the awareness into breathing. As part of our practice of learning to relate differently to thoughts, really noticing when the attention wanders into thought, making a soft note, thinking, and then just come back to the breath. Keep gathering the awareness over and over again, thinking, and then just come right back into the breath. Having a friendly kindly attitude towards the thinking, feeling mind. And just keep coming back, thinking, thinking, coming back. Sometimes thoughts appear as words, other times pictures, other times memories, images of memories. No matter, just label it thinking, thinking when it shows. And come back to breathing. Recognizing and allowing thinking as it shows, and coming back to breathing again and again and again. And as you feel ready, gently expanding the awareness around the breath to include the whole of the body, breath and body as a whole, may help you to feel those touch points of feet, bottom, hands. Note the posture. Continuing to recognize and allow thinking as it shows, perhaps noticing the types of thinking. Worry, worry, planning, planning, daydreaming, critical mind, comparing mind, negative mind. Within breath and body as a whole, we're open to all the sensations coming and going, breath and other body sensations, in a wide field of awareness. recognizing and allowing different kinds of thoughts as they show, labeling them. And if you've been gone in thought emotion for several seconds or especially minutes, you might want to feel that through the body. So the eye of rain, investigate. So recognize, allow, investigate. Feel it through the body. And when it seems to have really passed, then come back to feeling breath and body as a whole. Being interested and kindly towards our experiences as best we can. Some particular thoughts are repetitive. Is it possibly one of my top 10 hits? Favorite places that the mind likes to go to? Perhaps over our lifetimes, or perhaps of a more recent nature, a recent concern. Very important to label these, recognize them, and allow them to be here. Perhaps a bit of investigation if you've gotten pretty caught up in them. This is the moment when we are engaging in that practice of, I see you, Mara. I see you, Mara. Come in for tea. And that's the investigation. Come in for tea. Show me. Show me what you got. As we recognize and allow, investigate thoughts, thought emotion bundles, we may possibly also notice some aversion for these experiences. Noticing that as well, recognizing aversion, allowing it to be here, investigating it in the body. Is it in a favorite spot or somewhere new? Letting it all be known. And we can also try on the end of rain as we notice these different mind states showing. And a nice end of rain is to just say to ourselves, naturally, naturally. As if to say to ourselves, well, naturally, these thoughts, these thought emotion bundles are showing, naturally. To help us appreciate how conditional they are. These thoughts, these emotions are conditioned arisings, naturally. Another nice end of rain is not always so, or not my whole resume, not the whole story of my life. This helps us to not identify with our thoughts and emotions and experiences, to see them for what they are, conditioned experiences moving through this mind-body-heart process. Perhaps you have had some thoughts or thought emotion bundles that have shown repetitively throughout this sitting that you might now invite in as a difficulty to explore more deeply. Or perhaps you have some life situation with its attendant stories, thoughts, pictures, that you might invite in, a thought-focused, thought-based difficulty. So take a few moments to choose a difficulty to invite in. Making sure it doesn't feel too big, that you feel you have some readiness to be with it. Remembering difficulties get a little bigger when we dive into them with our mindfulness. So if the intensity is about a 2 or 3 out of 10, it may go up to a 5 or 6 when you investigate. Recognizing your difficulty, perhaps giving it a name. Labeling our experiences is empowering, giving it a name. Or simply naming all of the kinds of thoughts and emotions that are part of it. Recognizing and making sure that you're allowing it to be here, because without the allowing, there is no real mindfulness. It's resignation. So recognizing and allowing. And if that means there's aversion here, recognizing and allowing it too. Of course there's aversion. This is a difficulty. It's natural. And then investigating through the body, the difficulty. Scan through, noticing areas of tension and contraction, the effect on the breathing. Investigating, becoming intimate, the eye of rain. Noticing the changing nature of the sensations, leaving the story behind now. Perhaps breathing in and out of the regions that you notice are strong, intense. Not to fix or change, but to abide a little more deeply with. Investigate. Opening and softening to any aversion towards your experiences. It's okay for there to be aversion. And remembering the N of rain, the non-identification piece, perhaps just saying, oh, naturally, naturally, as a way to affirm that it's natural for this difficulty to be showing, to be felt. And to affirm, too, that it's nature rolling on, rolling through us, not all of who we are, naturally. And take a few moments to wrap up your investigation. You may need to make notes about it later as part of also relating differently to thoughts. Jot down the thoughts and emotions where you felt it through the body. And bringing ourselves back to breath and body as a whole. Perhaps noticing any residual effects of inviting in the difficulty. Whether it be release of tension or perhaps ongoing tension or something new. And then at the sound of the bells, let's shift for a brief time into hearing. So letting breath and body as a whole go into the background and letting the sounds become our object of mindful awareness. Resting in the sounds, noticing their pitch and timbre and vibration, duration. Periods of silence in between. Not trying to identify the thoughts, but let the ears be like microphones that indiscriminately receive any and all thoughts. They're not my thoughts. They don't belong to me or you. They're impersonal, impermanent, acoustic events coming and going in the field of awareness. noticing soft, subtle sounds like the breath, sounds from the room, and louder, more intermittent sounds like my voice from the street, the bells. If we get caught up in thinking about sounds or anything else, labeling perhaps the type of thinking, and coming back to simply hearing. Sounds as an object of mindful awareness can create some spaciousness in the mind, can be quite calming and soothing. Hearing sounds as an object of mindful awareness is also a very useful model for relating to our thoughts. So at the sound of the bells, let's shift from hearing to our thoughts as our mindful awareness object. So have a sense of the body sitting here. Feel the body. Feel grounded. And open your awareness to the thoughts, kind of hearing our thoughts, relating to the thoughts as mental events, just as we heard the sounds as acoustic events. Both are impermanent, impersonal. They come and go and they don't leave a trace. The thoughts might be pictures, they might be words, they might be memories. You might hear the thoughts, as it were, or you might use a bit of imagery to help you track and trace them. Thoughts as clouds moving across the sky, or leaves down a stream, images across a screen, figures across a stage. And if you have a real flood of thoughts, thought emotion bundles, perhaps using the imagery of the waterfall, standing a little behind the waterfall, we can feel the spray, the moisture, the force of it, but we're not in it. So standing behind the waterfall of thoughts, if they're really strong, relating to our thoughts, not from them. You might notice top 10 hits showing. Sitting with thoughts as the object of awareness is quite challenging. And so we'll pause there. And at the ringing of the bells, just open to the breath. Feel the breath again. Let the awareness widen to take in a sense of the body, breath and body together. Include the sounds. Any thoughts, thought emotions as they show. And open into choiceless awareness. Quote from the Buddha, or someone like the Buddha, we're not really sure, who said, "The thought manifests as the word manifests as the deed develops into habit, and habit hardens into character. So watch the thought and its ways with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all beings."